Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Don't blink. Friday will be here tomorrow. It won't be, but it'll be here in 2 days. You get what I'm saying. It happens fast. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty with Mac Maury with you as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for all Kansas City sports. And, well, sometimes some humor. Because I feel like a lot of people, maybe, will have this sort of energy when the announcement of Hunter Renfro is no longer with the Kansas City Royals.
Yes, Lord. I had to get off the line because everybody's phone went off at the same time. I thought it was like a weather advisory or something, but no, it was a message from God himself. Only thing we need next is Mickey Loomis gone. That's pretty much it.
That was so good. Saint fans are happy that Derek Carr is gone?
Yes, Lord.
Who is your quarterback, sir? I mean, did you not look at the room and go, oh, we got like Sloth and Desmond Ritter and QB1. Partridge in a pear tree, man? Like,
yes, Lord.
Saints fans celebrating over their quarterback retiring when there's no backup. Like, literally nobody on the roster.
What's that terminology these days? Down bad Saints fans?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, what do you do?
Yes, Lord. I had to get off the line because everybody's phone went off at the same time. I thought it was like a weather advisory or something, but no, it was a message from God himself. Only thing we need next is Mickey Loomis gone. That's pretty much it.
I mean,
jeez. I mean, you do realize you have nobody at quarterback, right? So it's one thing if you have that backup ready to go, you know?
Yes, Lord.
You got a guy who's never played a game in the NFL.
Yes, Lord.
The pastor giving the word on a Wednesday morning about Derek Carr's departure
out of the New Orleans Saints. That's the reaction you give when, you know, like, you know, who's the guy? Daniel Sorensen leaves town, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not your starting quarterback when you don't have a guy ready to go. I mean, it's not like Alex Smith has taken his talents to Washington and you're turning over to Patrick Mahomes, but maybe this, what's his name? Sloth? Tyler Sloth?
Shuck.
The oyster. Yeah, maybe the oyster can go out there and play well. Who the hell knows? I just give him the starting job right now or trade for Jameis Winston, one or the other.
Yes, Lord.
Because you'd get some of that if Jameis Winston was there. No, as well.
It'd be good if Jameis Winston was
he
there.
He was
man.
There. They
I
ran
know.
Him out of town.
They ran him out of town because he called that timeout and got his guy a touchdown.
Teammate, man.
Hell yeah.
I'll get you that extra 500K.
Hell yes, James Winston did it.
As you go to Peru next weekend.
Yeah. And then the coach is promptly fired after that.
But then hired.
Yes, right.
You know, because Pittsburgh.
That's right.
No, I say that I kid about Renfro, but man, I get it. We can't look at baseball and think that everything happens game by game. Kind of killed the buzz in the offense last night. The Royals go up 1-0, nobody out, first and second, double play, inning over. The very next batter. The very next inning, Jonathan India base hit, and the baseball bat's in your best player's hand. Didn't get to see that inning double play. They call them rally killers. That was 100% a rally killer. And then he hits the ball against the wall and kind of stares it down as if he got it. And I get it. Some people be like, oh, that should have been a home run or whatever. It's like,
well,
it wasn't. You got to play the park that you're in. Unfortunately, that's how it works. Just not the best look for me for somebody who's kind of got to prove a lot to kind of stick around on the roster. But I think it's time.
Well, I was having conversations with some in the organization yesterday about, you know, where we're going and what's going on here with this team. Because I'm like, all right, it's time to get to the bottom of this, right? Where are we going right now? I hate to break the news to you guys and everybody listening. We're kind of where we are right now and kind of where we're going right now when it comes to an offensive standpoint for this ball club. And it, guys just got to start producing and getting better. And I know this isn't an excuse that people want to hear, and it's not something people are interested in hearing. I know, but the reality of it is all of baseball stinks at hitting right now. We're just microcasting, I guess it would be, because it's our team, right? You don't care what's going on with the other teams in Major League Baseball. You care about what's going on with your team. It's like I tell my two kids, all the time. I said, I don't really care what somebody else is doing. This is what you're going to be doing, right? We use that line all the time as parents. I don't care if everybody else is jumping off a bridge. Would you be all that nonsense, right? Everybody in baseball is hitting poorly right now. And the other thing is there's not an expectation from folks around baseball that there's going to be a lot of bats out there available for anybody to go out and acquire right now, because teams all over baseball are trying to go out there and acquire those bats and trying to get better in the lineup. And so I'm not going to sit here and say they're not making any moves, because they will be making moves. But I think that dream that we have of, you know, like the Ben Zobrist of the world type guy, I don't know if that gentleman necessarily exists at this point in time. Now, as we've been talking about the last couple of days, we expect the trade market to start to heat up once more of these slappies decide that they're out of it and they're going to move on and focus on next year or 10 years from now. But man, the conversation I had yesterday was like, yeah, there's just not a lot of great bats out there that are going to be available to get. And so what do, right? You got to look at the guys in your lineup right now and say, okay, play better. You know, that's essentially what you have right now, is play better. And I asked, I said, okay, because there's not a lot of bats out there, what are we talking about? Cags then coming up? And they're like, no, stop. Like, okay. A guy can dream. I said, I don't know that there's been this much conversation about it. I don't think there's this much excitement about Bobby Witt Jr., you know, coming up and being in this lineup like there is for Cags right now. So the long and the short of it is we're sitting here. This is kind of our team right now, and you're going to ride the highs, you're going to ride the lows. The good news is the pitching has been, I mean, unfreaking believable. Mm. It's been, I mean, Bubich last night, good God. You want to talk about boobalicious. You want to talk about something being boobalicious last night. 9 strikeouts. The guy's a Cy Young candidate, all right? It's time to consider Chris Bubich a Cy Young candidate. And I think last night's game kind
of went, the bat you'd get for him. What's Javi Baez won? Yeah. That guy's got a resurgence.
Bryce Harper for Bubich now.
Yeah, and Harper just cut his hair.
I know he did.
He's serious.
He's serious. He Mahomes this thing up, man. He cut his hair. He's looking good. I like it. Kyle Schwarber. I've wanted Kyle Schwarber forever and a day. I like fat guys playing baseball, right?
He's thick.
So we've got a situation where it's just kind of like, all right, this is what we got. This is what the rest of baseball got. Guys got to start producing, man. Like Hunter Renfro, I understand you're making $7.5 million a year. Go out there and earn that money. Salvi as well. And I know we'll talk about it as the day goes on with Salvi, but yesterday felt like, okay, the city is turning now on Salvador Perez. I saw some on X text yesterday and friends of mine texting. It feels like that switch has been flipped, but you've got to get the job done. You know, you got guys on base, you got to find a way to get them in. And that's been one of the biggest kind of detriments for the Royals this year. They get guys on third with less than two outs. They're not driving them in. Their batting average this year is like 100 points less with guys on third and less than two outs than it was a season ago. So that situational hitting has to be better. Mm-hmm. Guys just need to start coming through, and maybe you reduce yourself back to small ball and squeeze button from now on.
Or maybe the best addition is by subtraction, and you don't have that one roster spot looming in the dugout of like, well, we need to get Hunter in there in the game.
And that's the other thing. We don't need to play him,
right?
You know, like there's no need to play Hunter Renfro. And I know, you know, baseball has their numbers and nonsense and whatnot, but
for sure,
I've got eyeballs and I think you do as well. You can see this guy's not very good.
No, I mean that rally killer, the double play. I mean, they don't get that run the next thing. That guy whaps one into left field in the Crawford boxes, it's 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different vibe if it's 2, maybe 3-1.
Yeah.
And then we know the record if they score 4 runs or more.
Yeah. 16-1.
Yeah. 16-1. It's like the Chiefs. Speaking of the Chiefs,
yeah.
When you do need a break from the Royals, don't worry. They're always here.
Every year, that's the only goal that you have is winning the Super Bowl. If we don't win it, it's a failure.
As much of a dreamer as Lamar was, I don't think he could have ever imagined this.
Chiefs Kingdom!
The odds are slim.
Let's three-peat! Let's make history!
All this pressure builds up.
Cut the cameras, please.
It's our life, and it's an emotional game.
Love you, brother.
Right, but don't. You know that.
Win or lose, this team will never be the same.
So that was announced yesterday, the Kingdom documentary to ESPN. So,
on the same day that ESPN announced $30 a month now to watch.
That's right. So,
so we're all signing up.
So they've got at least two states involved. Not only that, Chiefs Kingdom documentary, 30-second run-through, and Mahomes and Kelsey and Andy Reid are the and Mitch Holtis are the only voices you get.
Right.
So
who else do we need, though? I mean, maybe Chris Jones, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's always somebody that you didn't think you needed that you get, and you're like, kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
It's like when the franchise came out, nobody knew who Carson Steele was. All of a sudden, here comes this guy that's got a crocodile or an alligator, and all of a sudden, he's a fan favorite.
Yeah. If he doesn't have the alligator, though, do people like Carson? No. I think we like them because of the alligator.
The hair,
right?
And
the hair
alligator.
And the alligator. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Crocky J, I believe, is his name.
This guy can play. He's got hair and an alligator.
And then he fumbled the ball once, and we're like, eh.
Yeah, that was it.
Never mind.
Get that man off my roster.
That's the Hunter Renfro of the Chiefs. Who is the Hunter Renfro of the Chiefs right now? Because Kadarius is gone. We've got
Sky Moore.
Sky Moore. Is he really even a Chief anymore?
Is Hunter Renfro really a Royal?
Well, he's still wearing the uniform. I don't know if Sky is.
Addition by subtraction.
In Texas with Mahomes.
Very good point. Yes,
I really think that if he gets a chance to play more often, Hunter Renfro can show what he can do. I really think if Sky Moore gets the option to take the pass off his back, he could really be a productive receiver.
Yeah.
First play. Drops it. Get out.
Get out. Leave.
See you later.
Now, that Kingdom doc is going to be good, man. ESPN does really good things, you know, obviously. And it's cool to see it from kind of an outsider's viewpoint, not like inside, not that, you know, the Kingdom franchise stuff that we run all the time with Rob Alberino and company at 65 Toss Power Trap is amazing stuff. Just a different perspective from being on outside the organization. But I think it's funny. I mean, this is what ESPN is doing. Hey, by the way, $30 a month for ESPN. What do we need that for? Oh, this Kingdom documentary dropped. So now everybody that's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, which seemingly is everybody these days around the world, you're going to have a lot of subscriptions. It's what ESPN used to do with college basketball back in the day when they had that ESPN College or ESPN, whatever it was that they were trying to promote, and they would put Kansas basketball on these like ESPN 3s or ESPNU. That's what it was. Oh, Kansas is on ESPNU, and everybody's like, I don't have ESPNU. And back in those days, you would add it to your cable plan, watch the game, and then cancel it, you know? And now you do have ESPNU. But this is how ESPN Plus is going to get you, because we sat around going, I'm not subscribing to that. Oh, damn. You're doing a documentary on the Chiefs?
Now you really
son of a gun.
Now you really need any more evidence of why everyone hates the Chiefs? They're everywhere. You just can't get rid of them. Real quickly, fellas, 5 years ago, brother Ryan shouted out my newborn daughter's name, and on a shouted out segment, she graduates preschool today.
Sweet.
Trying to hold myself together today. Yeah, don't blink, yeah, in the words of Kenny Chesney.
Let me tell you about that. And you know, I got eighth grade graduation next week. I've got my oldest completing her freshman year of high school. It goes so fast. It's cool to see and to be along with you as your kids are raised through this show and have those memories. And I've been telling people a lot. I'm very open with this. I get teary-eyed just about every...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Day thinking about how fast it's gone and how less time that I have left, you know, with my kids at home. I got 3 years with one and 4 years with another, and it gets harder by the day, my man. So love up your kid. Enjoy these times. The days are long. The years go by so fast. And so before you know it, your new baby will be in preschool. Your preschool kid will be in eighth grade. Your eighth grader will be going to high school, and your high school kid will be walking down the graduation at KU in 5 years or whatever it's going to be. So, and I mean, it goes like by in a blink, man.
And then they'll be changing your diapers.
That's right. That's what we hope for. Yes.
Coming up, it's been a struggle for...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.